Hakeem Jeffries slammed as hypocrite. For claiming election denial a sickness, poisoning our democracy. By Joshua Klein on January 8, 2024. Democrat House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is taking heat online for criticizing election denial after many accused him and other Democrats of doing just that for years. In an X post from Sunday, Jeffries declared that election denial is a sickness that is poisoning our democracy. A former lawyer from central Brooklyn, Jeffries is a self-described far-left Democrat who has long denied the outcomes of the 2016 election. According to the Republican National Committee's research obtained by Breitbart News in 2022, he had attacked democracy more than 100 times by questioning the integrity of American elections. It did not take long for users to note Jeffries' hypocrisy. "This you?" asked the official lips of TikTok account, sharing a post in which Jeffries denies former President Donald Trump's right to the presidency. "Election fraud denial is the real sickness," conservative influencer Rogan O'Hanley said, adding, "and truth is the cure." One user posted a compilation of Jeffries denying Trump's legitimacy as president. "Apparently, at Rep. Jeffries doesn't know that the internet is forever," another user wrote. "Well, this is awkward," another wrote. Others pointed to numerous instances of Democrats denying election results. Communist notes: the Democratic Party objected to the presidential election results in 2000, 2004, and 2016, independent journalist Kyle Becker wrote. "Here's your progressive colleague trying to deny certification of an election," conservative talk host Jason Rance wrote. Lawyer and influencer David Freiheit referenced several instances of Democrats denying election results. "Mr. Hypocrite," one ex-user commented. Jeffries has made numerous statements denying the legitimacy of Trump's presidency. In 2020, Jeffries wrote that the former president will never be accepted as a legitimate president. "Keep pouting. History will never accept you as a legitimate president," he wrote to Trump. He again wrote in 2020, "Let's be clear, Donald. The only person trying to steal the election is you and your buddies in the Kremlin," citing a false claim that Trump won the White House because of Russian meddling in the 2016 election. The more we learn about 2016 election, the more illegitimate it becomes. America deserves to know whether we have a fake president in the Oval Office # Russian interference, he wrote in 2018. Again in 2018, Jeffries claimed two Supreme Court seats were stolen because of Trump's presidency, in which he nominated justices lie, more than any administration in the history of the republic, cheat, 2016 election/Russian interference, steal, one or two Supreme Court seats. When will Republicans put country ahead of party? # clean up corruption, he wrote. In 2017, he called President Trump's election tainted and claimed that the real hoax is likely your so-called election victory. Previously, he wrote about Trump's rigged election. Fake news plus voter suppression plus FBI letter equals rigged election? Who knew Donald Trump may have predicted his own # lost popular vote presidency, he posted in 2016. In 2022, he accused right-wing extremists of publicly plotting to steal the next presidential election. Despite his relentless election denying, the establishment media seem largely disinterested. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.